Lama Gimel of Bay. So you also like he can't have an atikra. Shot in the Gemara if he told the Jews, you're not allowed to put the mezuzah more than one third of the way down. You may recall, as the Shach said in the Kulat HaKesef, that the Lomdim, the Chadoshim Ikarov, who make the Chumris, the Dafka Makbar and Chilas Lashayah, they look at the Gemara, it wouldn't be so. That's the Rambam's Girsa, etc. But I'll call upon him not more than one third of the way down. Uvirishami Mashma, Kshapesach Gavoa Harbe Menicho Keneged Ksefo, V'cholek Al Shat Shalonim. According to Tosfos Yerushalmi, which says it should be shoulder height, no matter how high the door is, so that's arguing on our shas, because according to what we say in shas, you can't go more than one third of the way down. If you have a very high door, 9-foot door, so you have to put the mezuzah at least 6 feet high. That 6 feet high is taller than your shoulders. So therefore, it's a big machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi. The presumption would be we pass like the Bavli. Pasak the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Oh. So Mordechai suggests that perhaps there's no machlokas Bavli in the Yerushalmi. And maybe they can be reconciled. The superkaya reasons there are Mordechai. In Haidi Rishami Sheniko, connecting say false of Polaga Tamuda Didan, with Lo Maflik Ben Gavol and Namuk. This is the Mordechai page Chet, column 2, about halfway down. Umiu Nira, to the Mala Mixaif of Loyanichena, Ima Pesla Gavol Kokach, Mashaloyanichena, La Olam Mokam Shahena Nira Slow. Who said the mezuzah has to be visible? There's up. V'chein Masha Haloshen of the Gemara, which we saw last week. K'nei sheyitzka b'mitzvah. Right, that's why I have to be tevach tzandach rishus aram. K'nei sheyitzka b'mitzvah miyad. You gotta see it. You don't see it, you're not pogerbo. So if it's so high, you can't put it. Of course, the problem is that this Mordechai, he starts one way, ends up another way. He says, well, these paladi, Rishalmi, that shouldn't be higher than your shoulders, because you have to see it. First of all, you see with your eyes, not with your shoulders. And between the shoulders and the eyes is quite a few inches. It could be a difference, right? That the shoulder height might be less than one, more than one third of the way down. You got to put it by your shoulders, you can see it. Why? Put it by your eye height and eye level. It may be, in fact, less than one third of the way down. What happens if you have to put it connected to your shoulders, which is more than one third down? When you can just put it a few inches higher by your eyes, it's less than one third down. So it's not exactly clear what the Mordechai is saying. Indeed, the Mechava left the Yerushalmi out, and the Shach quoted it. Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests as follows. If the din of Shlishayim is the din of Raisa, Gova, then you can't accept the Yerushalmi. Shlish Elyon is Ma'akev, the Pashto. The Yerushalmi presumably holds the Zinder Abona, not Ma'ake, and it's preferred to be Kineged HaKosei. So he says the Shach really shouldn't have quoted the Yerushalmi. The Mechaber left it out. The Mechaber, she tells the pasuk like the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the Gova and the Dimash is the Ikuva. Sounds of Zinder Raisa, so he really shouldn't have quoted it. He claims the Shach quotes his Din of the Yerushalmi is Lashitasa and the Nakuda Sakesa that we hold against the Rambam. The most possible are against the Rambam, even though in the Shulchan Aruch it's not, they don't make these kaliyas explicit. That's what he suggests. Huh? Even in the Rambam. Okay. Look, see what it says. I'm not sure. What happens? This can happen. It happened in my house. I have this. Yes. I don't hear what you say.
You still could go about this. You still hold the Russian. Why is it Mars hold the Russian? Get to the Gemara. Open the Gemara.
Gemara says, where is the Gemara? Ukshatem uktaftem, akshira begova, akshiva begova. Lam gimel lam alal, adrosha. We didn't mention that last week, remember that? The Keter Beis Yosef said, the top tefach might still be puzzle, because in tefillin, you know, you put it in the higher part of the arm, but not the very, very top. That's the muscle which the Beis Yosef made. Okay. Okay. I have in my house one room, which is a regular height, but you may have it in your house if you live in an apartment anyway. The top foot and a half, I would say, is closed. It's closed off with a, I don't know what it's wood, I guess. It's a block of wood. I think you can hear through. I think it's like it's sort of slatted. And it's closed. You can't, I mean, if you were 8 feet tall, you'd bang your head. You can't get kids. Even 7 feet tall, you'd bang your head at that point. So the door is the same. I think in apartment houses, all the doors are more or less a standard height. But this particular door, while it's standard height in the metal door frame, but a good foot, I would say foot and a half, is closed off. And apparently that's all this happens too, because the Sefer Chovos HaDaat talks about it, and he says that foot and a half doesn't count. You're talking about Shlish Elyon, you're starting from lower. Everything is knocked down. You follow me? I think you follow my picture, you know what I'm talking about? You see these doors? The top, on the very top, for some reason, I'm not sure what the reason for that is. Why is that so? Why did they put that covering on? I don't know. But it's a reality. This is in my own apartment, and therefore the halacha changes. You go down, you count the Shlish Elyon from under that point. Avnei Nezer, you go get all quoted in the Chovos HaDaat, says, look, if the Mordechai's svar is correct, you have to be able to see it, so why has my kashin effect? Why should the kashin be determinant? So as long as you can see it, how high? As long as you can see it, good enough. So you go above the Shlish Elyon, and it could still be included in seeing it. But sure enough, the Marsham says, you guessed it, Estrim Amma, 20 Amas, we know, we took it this year. So till 20 Amas, the Gemara says, by Nechanaka, by Mavri, took it that base, you can see it for 20 Amas. There are very few doorposts higher than 20 Amas. Actually, it would be 30 Amas, which will show you. But so the mice, according to Marsham, you'd always put it higher, even if it's above the Kotev. I don't know how this relates to the Yerushalmi. They're either rejecting the Yerushalmi or they're accepting only partially. That's what they say. They go with this near idea of the Mordechai apparently being determinant and not the Yerushalmi itself. And that was interesting. Machlokas in the Sefer Pisgei She'arim, which someone borrowed from me. And I don't know where it is right now, but I'll tell you about that. Yeah? Oh, okay, ready to return. Harry McCrow. He quotes that some poskim say that you follow the average height. The height of the average person. Nope. Should we take a poll here in our chevra? How tall is the average person? And how tall is the costume of the average person? He quotes the Kutrus HaMezuzah. I'm not sure who's the Kutrus HaMezuzah. Anybody know? And one of the Mechaber will proceed to Pisgei She'arim. That's written before 1990. The Sefer was written by a big Talmud Chacham. He quotes that it has to be following the average person. And how high are the shoulders of the average person? 1.4 meter. Nope. Who was that? One of those converters? A meter is less than 40 inches, correct? 39 inches approximately. So no, I guess you can do it with your watch already. What's 1.4, 39 times 1.4, no, who has a watch? You don't have it on your watch? What's going on here? Nobody? There it is, come on. 39 times 1.4. Should be 55,
it's about 50 centimeters. It was 139, but 55 inches. This is the shear she spoke about in shear this year. Because Rav Moshe says that the shear for mechitz and shul is connected aksefayim. So he says 60 inches or 58 inches. Here we have a mefurasha kutras and mezuzah, and it should be enough to have 55 inches if you're going to go with the mahalach of aksefayim. Actually, Rav Moshe was making 56, 55, 56. Maybe measure it again. I don't know what the average person is. But that's what it says over here. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, it's enough if a little bit is beneath that shear. Don't have the whole thing. As soon as the shear is 55. Don't have the whole mezuzah. The mezuzah itself, especially these new firm mezuzahs, that can take 5 inches. So I mean, you know, it can start at 54, not at 59. It's also good enough. As long as it's a little bit, can I get actually fine. Since we can cap the shlish alien, it's a very high door. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in the back of his septum, his Tirshus Parshas Zedura, in the back, a kuntrus, which is called Mezuzos Pesecha, not a kuntrus. He had the Shulchan Aruch with a Mishnah Brewer kind of a setup. Okay, that's what he says, as long as a little bit goes there. However, he quotes that the Mikdash Ma'at, this is Cardinal of Paskin, it depends upon the person who lives there. How tall his shoulders are. Because you run into a problem, what if more than one person lives there? So all right, so then we'll go with the average. But if it's worth it, one person lives there, just give that case. It's going to come up again with the case of a lefty with the Derech Yumin. We'll get to that in the Mitzvah of that same kind of an idea later on. Oh, Nafkamina, not just for a particular individual measure with the shoulders, but Nafkamina would be... What about nursery school? Gan Yeladim. May you put the mezuzah by the shoulder of the little children? Well, no. Let's go to Balabatim. The people who own the gan, who are the chibar b'nei chiyuva. Shamanu harol lekan lekan. Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky Paskin higher up. Uvashem Rabak, Reish Beis Kuf. Who could that possibly be? Big Talmud Chacham Rabak. Hamanich, and he must be alive. At least he was alive in 1900, because there's no Zal by his name. So I'm not sure Rabak is. Hamanicha Lamata Yeshto Ami Lismoch. Who could Rabak be? Who? I don't know what to say. No, it's not that this is the Pische Sha'arim. Written by two Americans, I likely know that it's an American, but I'm not sure who it is. So he says if the people, I've seen that have a very low mezuzah in some of these nurseries. I always thought it was wrong, but apparently he says it's Yesh Lami Lismo. All right. Okay. So the Gemara has, huh? But Kinegar Aksefayim? He's Mechadish, that Kinegar Aksefayim can even go very low. Even we think the Knegar Aksefayim, which is, how should I say, the Shlish Elyon is higher and Knegar Aksefayim is lower, do you have a right to put the mezuzah there or not? That's a machlokes. It's not too much, not that common. Because in the average door, if you take two-thirds, if you go down one-third, it'll be somewhere around your shoulder, somewhere like that. We'll just do the math. If it's new, take a 54.6
yes.
Times 1.5. Is that the right measurement to get the Shlish Elyon? Will that take you? 81.9. What's that? That's almost 7 feet. Wait, that's not so much. 81.9, you say? What's that? That's 6 feet 10. No, anyone 6 feet? The guys who are 6 feet 10 around here, do they have to duck when they go into the door? Yeah, they do. You don't find that, you don't find doors that are more than 6 feet 10. Doors 6 feet 10, with Tchilat Shlish Elyon, you chop a little bit of the Knegar Aksefayim, or if Chaim says a little bit. So it's not that much. Well, you go home and you measure all these doors, I don't think they're more than 6 feet 10. If you would, you have the problem. What do you do?
Do you follow the Ksefayin or not? Don't know. Okay, but then I would say, for the Chilash Lish, if you could, if cop could more or less connect it to Ksefayin. Here's a different verse. Ksefayin is low. I mean, is it the same verse? I guess it's the same verse. I guess the principle is same. Anyway, I don't know. But in the God is another Svara, because it's the Bnei Chiyuv HaKoveh, so kind of a sex fake. Anyway, so the Gemara has over here, which we already made reference to it before, Mishama Mibachut, and I got it the Gemara over here. Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu was not like Melech Basav Adam, but rather, Avod of Yoshin Rufim, who was Shama Mibachut Shanema, Hashem Shamrecha, Hashem Tzilcha, Al Yad Yimmi Necha, Zok Rashi, the mezuzah liyad hayamin hu b'chnisoso. But the Rebbe is not pasuk, the famous pasuk, Shiram Aleph, that to the concept of mezuzah. Good. Very nice. We see Mishmir all over the place, not only here. The Son of Gemara we just mentioned before, but Tefach Salaf Uchut, right? The Tintarei, Rashi Min HaMazikin, Menamazikin, I thought called the Rambam means Menachet, perhaps, you know, from Shadim, Uta from Ganovin. In any event, open to the Divrei Chamudos, please, and I asked you to see a series of Divrei Chamudos, and you wonder what to do with Agamar, someone asked me. This is right, I'm a parish with Agamar. This Gemara, from Chafei on, and Chafei, just to go over together briefly, well, we discussed already, Kevin Salah, Sam Akin. Chavov, quotes the Mari, Ramo quotes the Mari, Kshodom Yose, Min Abayis, Yanich Yodo, Ala Mezuzah, Vyomar, Hashem Yishmor Tsei Siyu Bowi, which is presumably, as you say, Hashem Yishmor Tsei Siyu Bowi, Echa Me'atam Ad Olam, so, he's pushing about himself, Tsei Siyu Bowi. וכן כשנכנס לנו לבית אני אחרד על המזוזה יש לו סמך מן המדרש. Now as far as on the way out, it's more than just a medrash, it's a mefurish of Gemara. Who's the Gemara? What Gemara? Gemara of Odazor Yolaf. Someone quotes here on the side. By Unkelus. Who quotes it? Is that over here? Still a quote of Unkelus? No one saw it? Who quotes it? Is there a quote somewhere in this volume? Avodah Zarah of Unklus Hager, a very famous story, a world famous story, that Unklus was a nephew, I believe, of the Caesar, and he converted. The Caesar was desperate to bring him back to his roots. He sent one group to get him back, and he says, you know, he convinced them to become Jews. They also converted. So the next group, don't talk to him. So they didn't talk to him, but he talked to them, and he convinced them to become Jewish. So the next time I said, don't talk to him, don't let him talk to you. So what did he do? He didn't say anything. He wouldn't let him talk. On his way out the door, he put his hand in the mezuzah. I said, come on, what is that? They couldn't control them. What's that? That was the end of them. They also converted. He stopped sending healing. He said, it's all over, finished. This guy's a Kiruv pro. I should mention on past that BBYO is this Tuesday. If you want to emulate Unklus, I should be Makarev Yidin. It's more important than the Megara Goyim. So you can register with Yehuda, and he'll write that, or with Rabbi Wienerker, who's sitting in the back, and he will enable you to, it's really on the No Torah Tuesday time, it's starting at 2 and ending at 7:30, something like that. So if you can do it, it'll be a big mitzvah, Kiruv. Anyway, that's the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that's an Aleph from an Aleph. And it's interesting, the Gra, on that Ramah, where the Ramah quotes the Midrash said the Pesuk, Hashem Yishmor Tzei Siyu Bowi, quotes Menachos Lamed Gimel. But that's not exactly what should be quoted, because on our Gemara it's different. Our Gemara is Hashem Tzucha Yad Yamin Echo, it's a Rashi, Yad Yamin. The other Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there I believe the Gemara quotes that Pesuk, and Unkelus said it. So the Gemara quotes the Nachas Lamed Gimel, the Pasha should have called it Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph. Shenema Hashem Yishvor Teisko Volecha Miata Varolam. So the Grosh of the quoted Yavod Azor Yer Aleph, where that pasuk is quoted as opposed to the pasuk in the same parak of Hashem Tzucha Yad Yeminecha, which has the remez for Yemin. I guess Uncle didn't want to make things too complicated for his friends there. He just quoted a more obvious pasuk of Seif to Yubowie when going in and out. Right, which is makes more sense to say that pasuk as you're going in and out of the house. Fine. The pasuk of Hashem Shomrecha for Pash is when you're inside the house, not when you're going in and out, when you're walking out. Interestingly, the Divrei Chamud is quoted here from the Torah, and this is an Oz Chav Zayin. That's important. That this is a Shmira, it's a Valdik, and it's not Chas Shalom in the reverse. It goes to a lengthy discussion, and after it's all over, he says, "Lo yeh kavana samekayim al lekayim mitzvah abori yisala." Shetivana all there, finished. That's, you don't have kavana for Shmira. You don't even have it. Now you have that both kavana. Ella. No, ain't no Ella the Shem Mitzvah. You know, if you have a meeting when something goes wrong in the house, they check the mezuzahs. No? I mean, it's a wonderful idea. You want to carry a mitzvah. But the Torah is saying that should not, you shouldn't think it's just a charm, and I'm a kameya, chas v'shalom. Rama goes wild. People just to add things to the mezuzah. He says, hey, they take a mitzvah to do and they make it into an avodah zara. I mean, he doesn't use those words, but kamat. They make it into a, huh? Something like that, right. Pretty strong terms. If you make the mezuzah into some kind of an amulet and you put in other things there, you lose your chayon olam haba. Rambam was not into these kind of things in a big way. But we don't add anything, of course, chas v'shalom to the inside of the mezuzah, but on the outside, I don't know if Rambam would be very happy with this either. We add the shin and the dalit, that has a mokah, I think, also from the Zohar. I wonder if the Rambam was that. Rambam had it? Did the Rambam for those that have the shin, the same shakai on the back of it? What did he say? So the Rambam is willing to aim at the heft. I'm willing to bet that if he found the Rambam's mezuzah, it wasn't there. But, well, the source is the Zohar. But ours, this doesn't have something else on it. You know what else it has in it? Anything in the back? Kuzu, I can't even say the word. Kuzu, bim kuzu, kuzu. There are more quotes. Open the Rambam, open the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. You ever saw the back of a mezuzah? It's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem in pig Latin. I mean, it's the, you know, it adds the letter after it. I don't know what that means. I mean, it's a long way above my Hatzogah. But it is quoted. What's the name in Shulchan Aruch? Reish Pei Chet. Here we go. Thank you. Reish Pei Chet Siv Tezvav. You can't light it on inside. Outside is okay. The Mechaba only quotes Shin Dalad Yod. That's all. And you, where you put it, we mentioned before, you put it connected Vahoyah, Ben Aparshis, and a little Chalon. We saw it in the Rosh already before, the Bahag. It's a Bahag already. The Rambam's not going to argue with Bahag. The Rambam had a lot of respect for the Bahag, even when he quoted things which had maybe a source of Zohar attention. But then he says, the Rambam, Kuzu bim mukhzes kuzu. Negar Hashem lokeinu Hashem. V'yapoch eila osis mitzivas ha-mezuzah, v'sheyagia kol os negar ha-os shem mischalei fo ba'alfa beisa. To the back of Hashem lokeinu Hashem, they have a kuzu bim kuzu kuzu. This is long, long, way, way beyond my answer. We just want to bring it out to you. The Rambam has it. Every mezuzah that I've ever seen has it. I've never seen a mezuzah without it. So litzvah mezuzah, I never saw it. They all have it. Interesting, the Birkei Yosef, we saw before about the idea of kissing the mezuzah. The Chara, where's that? Never kiss the mezuzah. It says to put your hand in the mezuzah. Where's kissing the mezuzah? The Birkei Yosef. From the Arizal, Resh Pehei Sif. The middle finger, v'yinashkena. It goes into other things. Are you serious? Chalufim? I don't know. Again, beyond my answer. But the minhag Yisrael in many places is to not only to put your hand in the mezuzah, which is already found in the Ramah, but to kiss what we call to kiss the mezuzah. Every time I kiss them, look. You don't see that, no? Kiss doesn't mean you put your hand and kiss your hand, which is as if you're kissing the mezuzah. That's the minhag Yisrael, which I've seen, and it's based upon an Arizal. So again, the people who are less inclined to nister, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting question, which is found, the Pische Sha'arim quotes some authors of Chassidishes, a minhag doctrine not to kiss the mezuzah. So we can be Chassidish and still be litmus at the same time. What he quoted says Shita, you know. So, what can I say? Who is he quoted from? Chernobyl or something? I don't know. I'm not sure who he quoted from. Well, I say it's a different story. If Hank and Wright's gonna leave, he shouldn't kiss and touch you, and if it was letters, that's a different, we'll come to that in a minute in our context. Hold on, if I can find it here. Minik Chernobyl. Rakli Zahaniach Yajamin al Mezuzah Velola Nashek. So the Eskar Twersky Shlita, who's from Poland, though, she's from Chernobyl, I'm sure that he doesn't kiss the Mezuzah because it's Minik Chernobyl. So it can even be, you can have a combination of Litvak and the Chassidish and not be off base. Yes. Twersky, maybe he'll be able to tell you. I don't know the reason to, or the reason it was not to. I'm a plain Jew. I don't know. This is Lamala me has to go to. Shomer Dalsus Yisrael. That's what they say if they want to say this. That's what I've seen. The Rebbe is a litmus halachic shayla. Rebbe Kivega raises it over here. This is a serious question. Kivega says that if the mezuzah is exposed, you shouldn't put your hand on it. Why? The Pesachim should have closed it over here. It's just cutting down. Shukra b'kiva ege. If ein a mezuzah b'toch atik, lo nachon laniach yado oleha. Why? The kol kisri ha-kodesh also liga bo b'yado arum. U'pshizik ha mezuzah b'klal. And in Or HaChaim Kuf Mem Zayin, the Ramah, tov l'hachem b'kol kisri ha-kodesh l'lechot arum. You can't. You want to do it. Use like a few people by the Sefer Torah. They take a talus and they touch with the talus. You want to put your hand, cold hand on the mezuzah, put the talus on the mezuzah. The kivega. It's not no gear to us. Most of our mezuzahs are covered. We haven't seen a mezuzah which is completely exposed. Who? Oh, that's a very good question. How does the Sefer touch the mezuzah? How does someone touch the Sefer Torah? That's another question. Torah says, if I, some place you should wash your hands, the Shalom Poskim, and then it can be made. But if you're touching a mezuzah, wash your hands until it's a diamond, and then there is ground to be made. And anyway, we do it in Megillah. They say it's going to be close to my mouth to wash the hands. A little closer. Yichapur? I don't remember. Okay. All right. So then I go. The Aruch HaShulchan, maybe you can find it there, it wasn't there before, an Aruch Chaim. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan in Aruch Chaim Kuf Mem Zayim, says that people are Mekel in the Shabbat. That's apparently he's Mekel. You have it? Oh, I have it, excuse me. Thank you. Kuf Mem Zayim. The Mikdash Ma'at says, all these Lower Eitzin is Harim Baza. This is reporting de facto on the Minhag Ha'olam. But the Aruch HaShulchan is quoted as being Matirit. Let's see if I can find it. The Yeshua and the Ramah says, the Huadin Shakis Yakurdish also lechos Oram Blamataka. The Lo Nagu King. The Tov Lahachmim Lo Nato Yodam. Say, if it's not even that, he goes to the whole discussion over here. 1 minute. This is Kuf Mem Zayin Aruch HaShulchan Tzif Dalit and Tzif Hei. And below Nagu Kain, whole discussion, there is Shona, it's the whole story. The Mice is Mekum. Osi Shapra Karl, he goes to a whole Sugiyah. I can't read this. That's a too full sifrim. Thank you. Kufem Zion Dollar and A. Okay. Again, it's not too relevant to us because usually they're covered with something. Now comes the shock that cotton dollars is the most incredible thing. If you're leaving town, she also the derech chutz la'ir yaniach yodav ala mezuzos yomar b'shimcha tal etle. Kind of comes from some of the piyutim in the first day Pesach, which is tefillas tal, which is tal in gematria kuzu. It comes from the Maril already. Going back, Maril is Ashkenazi. This is before the Ari and before the Baal Shem Tov and before anything. I don't know what it means. Now, somebody quotes the meaning. I can't find it out where I saw it, but I've seen it in real life. Something like that. There's a meaning which exists, and I've seen it in people, members of my family, previous generations. I kissed them before, goes in three times. All right? If it's a meaning, it has to have a basis. Okay, let's get back to things which you can analyze more, I don't know, analytically. Let's get to the Gemara on Af Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. A shveres sugya. The Gemara says, the context of the Sukkot Hemek L'Tefach, which we spoke about already, so I quote the Braisa, Pesach Shachori Adeles, Im Yesham Tefach Tzorech Mezuzah Acheres, V'im Lav Ena Tzorech Mezuzah Acheres. What does that mean? So Rashi tells you that there are two doors and they're in a corner. One is in the south and one is in the west. And you put the mezuzah on the opening to the south. And when the doors close, so it's the western opening is a chori adeles. The rush changes the gears to north and west. Could be a big difference. Now, the pashtus, where are you putting this mezuzah? The pashas, you're putting this mezuzah on the psim. The word psim is like a post, which is in the corner. In the corner. Okay? What's the major problem, Rabbi Yosef? There's a major problem. The Mordechai asked the question. What's the major problem over here? It's what? From the left side, exactly. You put it in the middle, in the corner, so it's obviously on the right on one and the left to the other. How can you do such a thing? How can you put a mezuzah on the left side? We all know the famous din, it's supposed to be on the right. That's what the Mordechai's kasha, and he calls the name of Ratz. How much? Who's Ratz? Is it Ratz? Who's Ratz? A Tzvi, a Tzadok, I don't know, who's Ratz? Anybody know? The historians here? You saw him? Quotes Ratz? I'm embarrassed. I have no idea what it is. Let's open up, see what it says. Obviously he was a Rishon, quoted by the Mordechai. I mean, he lived before the Mordechai. That means just before the time of the Rush. He must have been a very big man. The Pirish Rat. Gosh Yesh Eitzel Pesach Cheder Shetzorach Mezuzah. Yesh Simsham Shemin Nezel Azeh. The Kevin Shemin Am Tevach, nothing with Mezuzah Achaz. I can picture this. I saw the Bach, the new tour, that I pictured the Bach said it's on his own. The Bach, I think, said that it's Pshat and Rashi. And the Grisha says that the Rat said it's not Pshat and Rashi. Pshat and the Gemara. The Rashi's not Rashi this way, he claims. He can imagine, I mean, it's very hard for me to draw you. But I can go in this way, look, this way towards you, towards your own Kurdish. It's the Ptim in the corner. Good? Okay? Now, there's also a doorway on this side. But if you're only coming in this way into the house, it's on the left side as you come in. So how come am I asking you? There's a room going this way. In other words, I have a house, a rectangle, but where's my friend from Lawrence? I mean, I extended the house, you know, I made an extension. So I extended the house this way, and I made another room over here. more space. I made another room. So now this sim is in a unique position with the right side going in this way into the main part of the house. It's also the right side going into this extension, to this room, which juts out to the right of the house. I don't know if you follow. The Bach has a nice picture in the new tour. Sure. They found the case. We can be on the right both ways. Fine. Again, if Rashi meant it, told. If he didn't mean it, as the preacher says, it's called Lama, they back stuck with the sheet that's Rashi. So the Taz comes up with a whopping shot. The Taz says, the Ptsim that we're talking about is not just one little post. It's a humongous bracket. It goes this way and this way. And when Rashi says you put on the right side of the Ptsim, he means all the way on the right. In other words, if I have I'm going towards you. Okay? There's a doorway here and a doorway here. When Rashi said to put it on the right of the Ptsim, he didn't mean in the corner. He meant all the way towards you, which is the right of everything. It's considered the right even for this. So the Chiddush is, if it's less than a Tefach, so we consider the doorway to be one long doorway, even though it's turning 90 degrees, and one was suffices for both. So that's what Rashi means. Of course, and then, both is Bach and the Taz, there's no major Chiddush in our Gemara. They both found aces, it's on the right side. Two different aces, the Bach on his and the Taz on his. As usual, you know, the Shver and Adam don't agree. So they have two different shotim. But they do agree it has to be dafka on the right side, otherwise it's unthinkable. Chaim Kanievsky is a whopper. He's a bigger chiddush. He's a machadish nifla. He says, no, Rashi is kipshuto. The parsha of Shabbos, we learn the word of Rashi. And how can it be? I put them at the midpoint over here, and I'm going this way. So for this door, I understand why it works. How does it work for this door? It's on the left side, you finish it on. It's on the left side going in. Put the Chaim again. If we would say in the Chumash, you gotta put the mezuzah on the right side, you'd be in trouble. Put it on the left side of that other passageway. Now it says, open the Gemara. Open the Gemara. Lamedalim and Aleph. Open the Gemara. You'll see what it says. On Lamedalim and Aleph, the Gemara says, for the end of the narrow line, Beischa biyotzka, not darshan. Beischa, they had an aleph. Mina yamin. Right? Derech biyotzka mina yamin. The chiyoka inish kare the yamina ikar. When a person walks, he always picks up the right foot first. So Chaim says, there's no din that the door has to be on the right side or level of any way in which you're entering. No. The halacha is that in order for a mezuzah to be a kosher mezuzah, has to be a mezuzah beisecha v'sherecha. Has to be that at that point where you put the mezuzah, there are people walking to the left of it, and they're putting their right foot first and going in that way. But, is Mechanish of Chaim, according to the Pashup Shad Nagamara, that since this 90 degree turn, as long as the Pesim in the middle is less than the Tefach, it's considered one big door, and the mezuzah is in the Ptsim in the middle, and the mezuzah is in a correct place, if you put the mezuzah on the left side, so it's in an incorrect place, it's not called for anything. No good, that's we place. I put it in the middle, says Reb Chaim. So in the middle, it is, after all, there is a Derech Piyasa, because there are people who are walking to the left of it. The Mela can work even for the part of that doorway, which is, in fact, to the right of where the mezuzah is placed. There's no halacha that a mezuzah can't work anything to its right. That's not what it says. The mezuzah works when the mezuzah is on the right. Normally, well, it's on the right. So there's nothing else to the right of it. Can't be. It's just a wall or a solid wall or something. Here's a funny situation. It's on the right, because you can walk into the left of it, and it's a little bit extra. More right than it. I should say in today's world, more right wing. And it's more than the right. It's even more to the right. So normally, if it's going to be more than a tefach, that more to the right is its own door and requires its own mezuzah, so forget about it. No matter what left or right, it's indifferent. You have to have another mezuzah. But now that with the chiddush of less than a tefach, it's all considered one big door, Pidin. So this mezuzah in the midpoint can work, even though there's an entranceway which is further right than it. That's the Kiddush Nifla in Parashat Zura Sif Nun. He quotes an Ofani Risham and the Megillah. Ofani Risham and the Megillah. Which says, quote, Sir Sheyesh Lo Shnei Tzachim Nosen Al Ezen and Sheyirtze. So, Chaim interprets to mean that again, there are two doors going from place from one to the other, and they consider one big door, and you can take a pick. You can pick it either here, you right, put it here, or put it here. If you put it here, that's further to the right. Doesn't matter. So if you didn't consider it to one, be one big door. Ad kan, Zavar, the Chiddush Gadol. The tour of Osai takes out Gemara, look at the different Chamuris, you can all see it, you can see it inside together, and builds a din, and the din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, based on this Gemara. The Gemara tells it somewhat obscure. Not exactly sure what it means. Rashi himself has two pshatim, and the quoted case is a little bit far-fetched. But the Torah has a very common case, a fairly common case, based upon our Gemara. Take a look in the Kaf Tes and the Divrei Chamurim. Chosev Atur and the Resh Pevav. Sifchof. V'yeroa mikan. Osem psochem shem chalukin v'amod be'emtza dailem be'mezuzah achas. Afilum yesh ba'ovi amod tefach. Why? I don't know if I care. No. When is tefach critical? When they change the direction 90 degrees, then whether it has a tefach or not is determinant. Avok sheshnei apsochem beruach achas. Afilu im yesh ba'ovi apsim tefach. Choshev hakol kepesach echod. That's an inference which the Torah makes. Amuch was the Torah says. So the chos against the Rashi. Afilu pirish hasheni shepirish Rashi, which we haven't seen yet. What is that? Kemo shederech lato pesach koton etol shar godol. These are separate mezuzah. You ever see these things that sometimes you have in a garage? They have a big door for the cars, and right next to the little small door where people walk in. Right? So you need these extra mezuzah. If it's a tefach. I feel that if the fees there and near it, she pesach achaluk ain't tzorech the shani osam. In the Gemara's case, if you look at the second shot, she pesach akota nivdal mishar gadol legamrei, she nivdach v'nizka kolecha v'lo chavero. Like a garage with a little door next to you. You open the garage, the door closed, or vice versa. Avol hocha she ain nivdal and zemi zeh. Tichu she zeh nivdach, gam zeh nivdach. V'chein is garam biyachas. One big door which covers both. Or we should indicate more common. There is no door. We assume more possibly the heavens would know, though. We'll get to that later. The Ein Amud Nas El Noi Varei Kechad Chashiva. End quote of the Torah. Wow. It's a very important din. You have a mezuzah, you know, it's only going 20 feet across, and there are poles. This is just for decorative poles. You don't require a new mezuzah. Unless you have different doors which different, open separately. Like having gone to the YU. First of all, every single door requires a mezuzah because each one, each door opens separately. Right? Even if there's one, maybe one shower on top. But if all the doors are open together, just if there are poles in there, just no, you would not require seven mezuzah. And that's a mitarajma. Of course, the Shiva Tarajma, the base of also closed. Pesach echad v'chilko v'amud v'entayim kol shesh heket tzir b'zeh b'zeh l'tar amud arayin k'shnei p'sochim. P'sochim was the chol pesach. Avok sh'ein tzir l'tar amud Ein amud mechalkol l'shnayim shein alu l'noi b'yalma k'en chalon shalonu. V'chalon echa nikra, pesach echa nikra. Presumably the tzir means that there's a separate door. Every hinge, tzir is a hinge. Presumably the doors have separate doors. Fine. That is a problem, my brother. It's a problem. There is a Hagos Maimini. A very important Hagos Maimini. Very important. It's in the Rambam, Perek Vov, Sifkot and Dalet. What's the case that Hagos Maimini is talking about? Interesting case. It can happen in real life. You have a fairly large doorway, but you don't want to have it open all the time. So you close off half of it, and you're opening up half of it. Once in a while, have to bring in a piano, refrigerator, who knows what, a very wide thing, it won't fit. So what do? You take that in-between postage and put it in there, you remove it, bring in the big furniture, the sofa, and you put it back. like Osmaimon is tupling about the next sugar, about Tarsev Alomin also. That's what he's tupling about, which we'll get to a little later. But in the course of his discussion, he says that you put the mezuzah in the middle. First to the right is usually close, and now I'm putting the mezuzah in the middle. Does this contradict the Rashba in any way? But the Rashba says, if you have one door, that's enough to have one mezuzah. He says, no, it's different. Here, that part of the right is considered a wall, because it's hardly ever open. That's why it's enough to have a mezuzah there in the middle. There's no contradiction between Agos Maimoni on one hand and the Rashba on the other. Now he discusses a fascinating question. Somebody asked this question last week. Revolving door. In Chovas Hadar, Perek Zayin, it's called Nun Dalet. Previous discussion of the Nun Gimel. What about a revolving door? Let's test your memory. Which way do you walk in the revolving door? The Jews took over the world. The halachic system has prevailed. Almost every revolver I've ever seen opens to the right. Am I correct? Always revolve this way. What would you call that? It's called clockwise? Counterclockwise. All right, that's what we call it. The Baruch Hashem, that's a pretty easy shayla. What you have to do is put a mezuzah on the stationary frame, you know, that's going around, put it on the right side, and there's no problem. Gevaldik, that's a pretty easy shayla. The much more difficult question would be, oh, wait a second, maybe you should put another mezuzah on the left side. Why? Well, it's just very simple. I'm going in this way, but when I come out, I'm coming out that way. That's on my right. What's the answer? The fiasco. As you go in, I had a post and keep talking about it, a way which you go in and out. You ever see the lesson of the post keep saying you go in and out? You saw just now, they go in and out. Love doctor. Usually the same way you go in, you come out, and they keep talking about going in and out. But if you, in a revolving door, you go in this side, you go out the other side. You only have a mezuzah on the right side. Now, that's pretty... What about if someone's going to make a lahakasik? You're going to make a revolving door going in clockwise. What would you do then? Doing it, they're going to be crazy. Well, that's it. You ever see one like that? Has anyone ever seen a revolving door going left? If you recall? You're afraid of a lawsuit. You still want this? What's the question? What if we'd go left? What would happen then? What would it then be? So he suggests something amazing. He's require a mezuzah on each and every revolving door. Well, not on the frame, because that's the left side. Each and every door would require mezuzah. Usually you know how to put the mezuzah on the door. But over here, it's different. It's just different. I don't know. Then he says, if you hold a chori adelus is kosher, you put a mezuzah on one of them, that takes care of all the doors. I can't bear these things. That's, if you want to look it up, you'll see. Luckily, it doesn't happen. It exists. But if it would exist, I wouldn't know what to say, because I can hardly really figure out what he's saying. Let's discuss, let's make our scholar about the sugya of Tassav Loman Elf. It's an important sugya. The Gemara has enough Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Actually, it starts Lamed Gimel Lamed Elf. Let's go back there. I told you we skipped certain Gemara trees are relevant later. Lamed Gimel Lamed Elf, an interesting Gemara. It's not clear what it means. You have what you quoted before. Reish Galusa Bana Besa. 10th line, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman Kvali Mezuzta. And Gimel Mezuzta. Amar Rav Nachman Tali Dashi Bereisha. First get your act together and tali dashi. What does that mean, Rashi says? What does it mean? Fix, first get the proper Torah of Pesach. And then I'll put the business up. I can't put it up before. Right? Put the doorpost up first. Why? The Garmina Mitzitzis, the Sivva Tata. Well, you say Tata, that's also not exactly accurate. Chaga Super Tata. But also Lam Tzitzis, okay. But the expression of Shas is Tata, okay. But Lom and Asui, the Kavana Tchila Mezuzah B'Sipa V'Hodar HaSipa B'Vinyin, Havale Asui HaMezuzah Kona Shetavale De Mitzvah. So I'm going to put the Mezuzah on the doorpost. And then I'm going to afterwards nail it in at the chesaron of Tasa v'lo menasa. So I'm not going to answer to the Reish Galus. Fine. Tais doesn't like it too much. She said, kvasiti v'reishan, she said, dashi. And it should have been quoted on the days. So he had a different story. It was a piskla ben gavra l'nashi. Heck it, see your Kamala, tell it down to know which way to go, right, left. We'll get to the right, left later. The question is, Tosis arguing, oh boy, the domino theory. Is Tosis arguing on Rashi Levino or just some shot in the Gemara? So the Beis Yosef says, Tosis is arguing shot in the Gemara, not Levino. Everyone accepts Tosis of Alomina also. But the problem becomes, but there's no Tosis by Mezuzah. There's no pasuk. There's no pasuk. Chagasuk was tasa, vassal and sittis, and if anything we should say what? Shnei ksuv mavon ki echad, ein malamdin. So if Chaim could have to quote this kasha from the Chidushi HaGriv al HaShas. So usually means the Bishai Berlin, I think. I don't know what the Rosh HaTavis is today. But I couldn't find it in the back. I don't know who the Griv is. Ask this kasha. So, he quotes the Mabit and Kriya Sefer and says, Taka Derabana. Derabana. No Pasuk. Derabana by Mezuzah. Derayza by Tzitzis. Derayza by Sukkah. Don't know Derabana by Mezuzah. No Pasuk. Shver of Art. He wants to get the Terrace of Reb Chaim based upon a Ramban and Mesef to Sukkah. He kept thinking that Sukkah is here to make some Shaykh to Sukkah. But the Ramban and Sukkah have test. He lived a long Muhammad who says as follows. What happens? I go over to this, I need a mezuzah. I hire a sofer. I say, okay, come to my house. I want to play a house call. Okay? I give him a pen. I give him ink. I say, I have a mezuzah flat against the wall. I saw the Nefesh HaRav, the Rav Soloveitchik, was opposed strongly to his new style of having a flat mezuzah attached to, against the wall. You know, Yossi suggested. But the guy is a sticky guy, wants to make a chiddush. He wants to make, you know, like it comes to come and they make a, I don't know, a scrambled egg if it comes from a bris in the house. So I want to have a sitter come to my house and write the mezuzah on my door. So I'll take a piece of cloth, I'll spread it across on the doorpost, say, okay now, Mr. Seifer, write. Shema, go. The Ramban says, no good. No good. Where do you get it from? Why not? The doorpost was there before. Put the Gemara, Naflamadala Amadala, the whole discussion we mentioned about it last week. Sivala Avonim, Omakra, towards the bottom. Uksaftam, Siva Tama, Vahadar Al-Mazuzas. Uksaftam, and then Al-Mazuzas. Not that it's Al-Mazuzas first, and then it's Siva Tama on a pre-existing surface. That's how you know he can't write on the stones of the, or the wood of the doorpost. Zokter Ramban, for that same reason, you can't put parchment in and write. Ramban and Sukkah in the long Mokhamet, that's test in the middle somewhere. Let's stay in Ramban. So you see, Chadrosh Hazan, that's out in the Urayim, a Rishon, who said that the din of Tars of Elom and also doesn't, it's not the same din over here. It's rather this Rosha. Uchsatam al-Meduzos. First you have to have mezuzahs, then you have a ksiva. It's not the standard din of Tasha of Loma, it's gonna have to have kaminas. As you open to the Madan the Yontif please, and Simon Yud Aleph, Oth Shin, he quotes from the Levush. The Levush wrote things on his own, you know. Levush let's say he made mistakes, he knew shots al peh, he didn't look in the svarim, once in a while he got things a little bit wrong. But the Levush was a big goyim, and he may have been the chavis of the Yireim over here. Take a look, please. The last line in page 232 in the Madani Yontif. Tas of Lom and Alta, Koloma, is a doma la tas of Lom and Alta, Shenema Gabe Sukha. Rochanamik Siddur, Saftom al Mezuzos Pesecha. The Mashma Shetikbeim al Mezuzos, Shukov Shakua Bibinin Shal Pesecha. The Mezuzos have to first be in Pesecha, and then you have to put the Mezuzah onto it. Lo Shetikbeim Bimezuzah Vahakach. Tishka mezuzah lebinyan beisecha. Chedek mashmo shalom satam mezuzos beisecha. Loshen ramiza. Ramos hayafa. This is the Levush. This is what he says. So this is an interesting chiddush. Zok. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Oy bazoy. If that's the case. Not a regular tas of alom and osu. Tas of alom and osu means traditionally, the first has to be a chiyuv. You have to have a harba conference, which is chayv and tittis, then you can attach strings. Not a bar chiyuv, but you can't attach strings. It has to be, and also by sukkah, it has to be a tefach, oel, so that this could be schach over that. Obiyah is a different word. Obiyah, the word is, the mezuzah on which you will fix it, the doorpost, has to proceed. So this wants to answer the kasha which is raised against the basis of kasha. Interesting point. The Beis Yosef's kasha against the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Beis Yosef at the end of the Siman Reish Pei Tes quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and says that it's completely wrong. What did Rabbeinu Yeruchim say? Rabbeinu Yeruchim apparently learned that Tosfos argues in Rashi by Dashi not only in Pshat and the Sugya, but argues in the Din as well. Chaser Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this is the end of Resh Pei Tes. He says, quotes Rashi, Pasha Pirish Rashi by Dashi, Hikshul of Bali HaTosfos, the Kotsu Zekshera. It's our Tosfos. Says it, if Ein Dvarav Nechonim, says Beis Yosef, Me'ola lo'ola al-das, Bali HaTosfos, V'lo al-das, Shum Adam! No human ever thought of this. La'achshir. The Vedic Postor of Achim Bered the Rava. Rabbeinu Yeruchim Atzma Kosova Shom, he himself posted. So next to our Tosfos Rashi, Behi the Resh Kalusa, Bin Dona Beza, Elalin and Aperish, Lolin Adin. Tzorach, Ian Gol, Pilnei Ploim. Kav the Pchaim on the Terrace. Is a Vada, if I take a mezuzah and I fix it to a piece of wood, and I nail the wood into the door, for sure it's no good. For sure, it's not good, because that mezuzah wasn't there yet. But what happens if the mezuzah is already there? There already. So he quotes a little bit earlier, the Berak HaBayis, the, in Resh Pei Vov, the Beis Yosef or the Berak HaBayis, at the end, it was his emendations to the Sefer Beis Yosef. It's in a different print, it's pretty easy to find. This is, it's easy to find, I can't find it. Here it is. It's in Resh Pei Vov, fifth, tenth Vov. Orchus Chayim Kot Rabbeinu Yonason. What's Dashi? Mezuzah Shetok, Sheivne Mezuzah Dashar. Vachakach Yikbeena. V'nira Lefizeh Shekvar Hitzchil Ad Shnei Shlishin. V'os Achor V'tchil Ad Shnei Shayon. So he already had two-thirds built. V'tzivir Eish Kalusa L'kvo Hashem HaMezuzah. Vachakach Yikbeena Shnei Shachran. That's what he wanted. It was there already, the right to the doorpost. Look, at two-thirds of the way up. Put in the cloth and I'll finish the rest later. The Tzivur of Nachman Sheyigmuru Kol HaBinyan VeChakach Yigmuru also Mishav Tas of Loman also. Says Reb Chaim, if that's the case, we can imagine, if that's Pshat in the Gemara, there are many Ruchim and all that Tosfos argues by Halacha. They don't argue completely with the principle of Tas of Loman also. But they learn that Tas of Loman also just means that the place in which you're going to fix the mezuzah has to be there and in its right place before you put the parchment on. Oh, here it was there. Two-thirds of the way was already built. It's ready. That's where you're going to put the mezuzah ultimately. So instead of waiting until he fixes the other third, Let him put the mezuzah there first. So Rabbi Yerucha might say, in that case, it's taka kosher. Why? Because the place where the mezuzah was going to be affixed ultimately was there from before. So to chsavtam al mezuzah. The mezuzah is there, and now I'm going to be put the parchment, which is written Shema Yisrael, at that very point. At that very point. Now, if that's the case, we could say that even though he's building in a straight order, starting from right to left, he hasn't built the top third, he hasn't built the mashkof, hasn't built the left, so it's certainly going to be potter. So if you go a traditional Tassav Loman Asri Gedarin, it should certainly be Tassav Loman Asri. But now that we're going with a different gather, there's no Tassav Loman Asri by Mezuzah, it doesn't say anywhere. It's a new gather. Uksaftam al Mezuzah, because the Gemara is not Lama Dalam and Aleph, so as long as the part of the Mezuzah, which is proper to the doorpost, which is proper to affix the Mezuzah on, is already there, even though the rest is not there yet, then Rashi holds the Tassav Loman Asri, one can conceive the Rabbeinu Yerucha would argue on that. It's already there. You know, it's not a Bachi Yuva yet. That's how you want to say Pshat and Rabbeinu Yerucha. He didn't make a mistake. He was arguing this particular prop, which fits in better with our new Mahalach of the Zavush, with the Urayim. It's not the classical Tassav of Loman Asri, which we'll have to discuss with the Chassidus if you get that far, but rather, it's a new Din based on the Pulse, based on the Gemara Lama Dalam and Alf. We'll have to stop here out of time. Mishim, tomorrow, we'll discuss Tata more and lots of doors, which is relevant to this discussion.
He's on the right side going in, right?